You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 100, Life During Wartime by Talking Heads. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we'll take a look at the paranoid, apocalyptic Life During Wartime, a perennial favorite by the legendary band Talking Heads. Talking Heads evolved from an earlier band started by singer and guitarist David Byrne and drummer Chris France while they were art students at the Rhode Island School of Design. Along with Tina Weymouth, Chris France's wife, the artists moved in 1974 to New York City, where they convinced Tina to join them on bass. Their pessimistic, nerve-jangling music was well-received at clubs in the flourishing local punk and new wave scene, although Talking Heads looked disturbingly normal in their average clothes, devoid of spikes, leather, or safety pins. Their focus was on writing and performing music. A search for a fourth member to round out the sound and improve the repertoire led them to keyboardist Jerry Harrison, and the group's first single, Psycho Killer, went to number 92 on the Billboard pop charts in 1977. In 1978, they released their second album, More Songs About Buildings and Food, on Sire Records, and Life During Wartime first appeared on their third album, Fear of Music. The members of Talking Heads came of age during the Cold War between NATO and the Eastern Bloc. Governments and think tanks spent a lot of time and money preparing for the possibility of another world war, this time with nuclear weapons and a proposed space-based missile system. Although many recording artists wrote and sang outright protest songs, David Byrne's approach was different. Like a fiction writer, he presents scenes from a story about someone on the run during a war that's no longer in some distant foreign nation, but on his home turf. The chorus is memorable, and audiences naturally shouted right along with the band, "This ain't no party, this ain't no disco." But the narrative in the carefully constructed verses is anything but upbeat. The narrator and his comrades must dress in disguises, eat whatever food they can carry, and stay on the run, driving all night to flee gunfire and passing recently dug graves by the side of the highway. David Byrne's half-spoken, slightly strained voice rises above the insistent pounding of Weymouth and France's heavy, funk-influenced rhythm section, punctuated by Harrison's signature keyboard riffs. This is the same strange, pale artist who brought you Psycho Killer, giving snapshots of the world where a life before wartime is no longer useful or meaningful. The song reappeared on the 1982 live album, the name of this band is Talking Heads, and in the concert film and its soundtrack, Stop Making Sense, in 1984. From that second live album, Talking Heads released Life During Wartime as a single, and it reached number 80 on the Billboard Hot 100. It remains one of Talking Heads' most popular hits.
That ain't allowed. Just like students, just like housewives, in a suit and a tie. Changed my hairstyle so many times now, I don't know what I look like. You make me shiver, I feel so tender. We make a pretty good team. Don't get exhausted, I'll do some driving.
The band officially broke up in 1991. Tina Weymouth and Chris Frantz record as Tom Tom Club, and with Jerry Harrison, now a successful record producer, they released No Talking, Just Heads in 1996. Friction between David Byrne and the rest of the band is rumored to be the reason they do not reunite, but they have played together since 1991, most notably at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opening ceremony in 2002. David Byrne records and tours solo, and Life During Wartime is sometimes part of his set. He has said that in light of recent history, some of his lyrics take on additional weight and meaning, and that playing Life During Wartime in New York just a short time after 9/11 was unnerving, especially as the audience reacted by dancing and shouting enthusiastically, just as they did all those years ago. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.